passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. As you dab a perfume onto your wrist or pat the aftershave on your cheeks, what is it that you are actually applying to your skin? Ruth Mastenbrook is a perfumer and fragrance expert.
A lot of the ingredients we use in perfume are natural ingredients, and those are plant derivatives. So they can come from the leaves, the flowers, the roots, the bark, all of those different parts. So, for instance, patchouli oil is derived from the leaves of a patchouli plant that's grown in Indonesia. So patchouli is an important ingredient of my perfume. And the other natural ingredients that I've used come from Peru, Indonesia as well, Macedonia, Egypt, Morocco. Those ingredients can come from all over the world because the climatic conditions, of course, lend themselves to grow those plants in those places. But aside from the naturals, I also love using synthetic ingredients, and they can be created industrially. They can be end products or byproducts of other processes. So in a way, they can actually be making use of other industries, which is really, I think, really, really good. And those synthetic ingredients are what I think can make a perfume really stand out and be different from any other, because you're combining a synthetic in a way perhaps that hasn't been done before.
We used to get things like, you know, musk from animals and so on.
Yes.
Do we still do that?
No, not at all. All of the musks that are used now are totally synthetic. One or two of them exist in nature, and they can be some ingredients as well. Like some synthetic ingredients can be derived from a natural product. Because when you think about it, a natural essential oil is actually a whole list of ingredients that are like chemicals. So linalool is an ingredient of bergamot oil, lavender oil, and it can be produced synthetically, or it can be extracted or isolated from a natural oil. And in the same way with a musk like exaltolide, it's a naturally occurring musk, but most musks are created in the laboratory and manufactured industrially.
Does that mean then I'm pretty safe if I buy any kind of perfume or any kind of fragrance for that matter, to actually know that it hasn't had some kind of animal derivative
in it? Oh, absolutely. These days, no, you're not going to find that at all. And not talking about safe, another aspect is that these days the perfume industry is so carefully regulated that all of the ingredients are being tested and tested again, and you can really feel confident that what you are using is totally pure and totally safe.
You mentioned that some of them can be byproducts of some other kind of industrial process. I
mean, yes.
Like what?
In the oil industry, for instance, plastics industry, you get long chain carbon alcohols and aldehydes that are created, that are formed as a result of the process that is applied to the derivative from another industry to create something that smells wonderful.
When we talk about getting it from a natural source, I kind of have this vision, I don't know, of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of roses growing or something, and you need tons and tons of roses to make even just a little bit. Do we really have enough space and enough roses even to do that?
That's partly why you will find, even at the moment, the price of rose oil has increased so dramatically. It's almost because there aren't enough rose petal growers, rose growers and manufacturers of rose oil. And so if for any reason, and often you're going to find problems because of the climate, you know, with floods or storms or droughts, and then you're not going to get enough of a certain oil. And of course, the price is going to increase dramatically. In a way, there aren't enough of some producers, but it can take a long time. Something like sandalwood oil, it can take years and years to grow sandalwood to the level that it's going to produce a significant amount of oil. And so the potential growers of sandalwood will say, well, I can't wait all that long. I want to have an immediate harvest of something else. And so they just won't wait, and they'll go for something else. And that will also deplete the sandalwood as a resource and increase the price. And potentially it means that we can't use that in perfumery.
Is the perfume industry quite good at thinking about, you know, kind of fair trade type issues?
It's something that we're looking at. I mean, a lot of countries that our products are coming from are trying to abide by fair trade kind of principles. It's very difficult, of course, to regulate that ourselves, but it's something that over the years has become, well, increasingly important, definitely.
That's perfumer Ruth Mastenbrook.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.